every 15 minutes to get a new charge? How would it be if you're driving your tractor along, everything's wonderful, and then Ken, he wants to work? He goes, oh, man, I got to go get a new charge every 10 minutes. That's not too good, right? You'd rather be able to operate it for about 4 days before you fill it up, right? So anyway, so we solved that problem. We ended the electric mandate, okay? And on day one, and one of the other reasons, this would have gutted the ethanol industry. Do we have fans here of the ethanol industry? Okay. Because if they got in, they will end the ethanol industry in one swoop. So you better remember that. And we eliminated all unnecessary restrictions on sales of E15. And I've made it clear that we're going to go E15 all year round. And I think it's something that you want, right? What, do you like that? Are you happy with that? Are you happy? So they put a lot of these guys, that's all they talked about, E15. They were driving me crazy. They call me, can we talk about E15? How about something else, right? Tom Tiffany would call, can we talk about E15? But anyway, but you got your wish, fellas, okay? And we massively expanded crop insurance and issued a historic $12 billion in farm relief. So it's $12 billion, but it was $28 billion in my first, and we're looking at that right now about increasing it. And to stop major equipment manufacturers from restricting you from fixing your own farm equipment, we gave you the right to repair. Do you like it? The right to repair. It was a little strange. I mean, some of you are better mechanics than the people at John Deere. And I will love John Deere, Mr. May of John Deere. But they wanted to, you know, your tractor is broken down. I'll bet you can fix a tractor as well as about anybody else, right? I can look at this guy. I guarantee if you were mandated, let's say you have a tractor that's broken and you know exactly how to fix it, you wouldn't be too happy about being mandated to bring the tractor back to John Deere or wherever you got it, right? You'd like to fix it.
Not so much.
I mean, they actually have, the Democrats, a restriction that if you get caught fixing your tractor, they bring you to jail. You know that? You know that I pardoned a man last week who was sentenced to 7 years in jail because he got caught fixing his car or his truck. I said, I like to always say, what did he do? Sir, he was fixing his truck. I said, how long is he getting? 7 years. I said, say it again. It's the first time I've ever heard it. Like 2 weeks ago, I gave him a pardon because he had to go to jail because he was fixing his tractor or his truck. So I promise, Ken, if you ever get caught fixing your tractor or truck, I will give you a pardon, okay? No, but these are the crazy Democrats. That's what they want. I terminated the ridiculous so-called diesel exhaust fluid requirement. Does that mean anything to you? Big, right? Joe is happy, so I want to keep him happy just in case he gets violent. He's happy. And I repealed the Biden-era EPA, just the crazy waters of the United States. It sounds so nice. It's the worst rule that you've ever had. Waters of the — how could it be nicer? What a beautiful title. It was like taking your land away from you. It was horrible. And I totally repealed it. And there are some people, you know, when I did that repeal, I had a lot of farmers and contractors, builders, house builders, in my office. And I announced the repeal in front of them. I signed it. And these are tough guys. In fact, they look like him, just smaller. And who isn't smaller? I think everybody's smaller. But no, they look like Joe. And they were crying. Half of them were crying. You remember that? Half of them were crying. I said, why are you crying? What's the big deal? He said, you gave us back our life. They actually had their life taken away. They couldn't touch their land. If they even touched it, they were in violation. They also would go to jail. That was the crazy environmental nonsense that we're all putting up with, which has largely ended. Perhaps most importantly, with our historic trade deals, I've dramatically expanded exports of American meat, poultry, soybeans, biofuels, and of course, Wisconsin dairy, the best, right?
That's right.
And I just see that dairy exports have surged nearly $1.2 billion under our leadership. And just in, and this is with a conflict going on. Remember what I said Ken, when this conflict ends, you're going to see things that you've never seen before, because we are ready to rock. We've never had this kind of investment coming into our country. Nobody else has either. Nobody has ever had anywhere near, not even near, including China. Nobody's had this kind of investment coming in to a country. So increasing 41% to Japan, you've increased your sales. 41% to Japan, 48% to the Middle East, 61% to European Union, 63% to South Asia, and 85% to Australia. So you're doing pretty well. You're going to see it, and you're going to see it a lot better in about 3 months from now. I also signed something that you may or may not like. I don't know. It sounded good to me. It didn't sound very bad to me, but people love it. I also signed the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. You know what that means? That was another one. I had a big signing at the White House. We had some people that have been fighting for that for years. I said, I called Ron. I said, Ron, what's to fight for? I mean, it just sounds good. And it's just better. It's healthy. I like it. I drank it. I don't know. It gets harder to get it. Now we have it. So that, you know, it's totally opened up now for the kids, and it's great for anybody. And now we're working with Congress to quickly pass the new farm bill. We're very well into. We got some great approvals, the hardest approvals. And I think we're very well on our way to getting the farm bill finished and approved. And just to finish up, with the help of the farmers like those here today, we're also helping bring down grocery prices for hardworking Americans, and they're coming down very rapidly. Remember, I inherited these prices. I didn't start. My prices were great. They rigged the election. When I turned, the election was totally rigged. It was a rigged election, just like they're rigging the election right now, it looks like, in California. Can you imagine? It's 4 days, and they still aren't even close to telling you who won. You know why? Because they're rigging the election. That's why. 4 days. You know, in Spain, they had an election. I'm not a big fan of Spain, to be honest with you. It's gone very far left. But they had an election. All the votes were in, similar size to the state of California, a little larger, actually. And every vote was in by 10 o'clock in the evening and counted. You're going to be waiting weeks to get these votes. It's corrupt. Somebody said it's incompetent. I said, no, just the opposite. It's unbelievably competent if you happen to be a Democrat politician. Because with their policies, the only way they can get elected is to cheat. And when you look at an election, not even relatively a big election, for one state, for one city, for Los Angeles, they're nowhere close to counting the votes. But you look at what's happening, it's getting tighter and tighter and tighter. And the people that were supposed to win, bad things are happening. It's a crooked state. We have crooked third world elections in a lot of our states, and we should pass our Save America Act. Amazing. And that'll really stop it, too. That'll stop it. You know, that's where you have voter ID. It's where you have birth of, you know, your citizenship. You have to prove your citizenship. I think that sounds good. And also, you know, I added a couple in there. Also, the ballots, the voting, the mail-in ballots, so crooked. They send millions of ballots out all over the place. If you're a Democrat, sometimes you get 6 or 7. If you're a Republican, you have to call up, where are my ballots? It's such a crooked deal with third world country. But I added two things. No men playing in women's sports. And this is like best of. No transgender mutilation surgery on your children. None. So we added them. So we inherited very high costs, and we're getting them down. They're coming down very rapidly. And when fuel comes down, they're really going to come down. And I just want to say it's an honor to be here. We have Senator Ron Johnson. We have Congressman Tom Tiffany. We have Congressman Derek Van Orden. We have Hall of Fame offensive lineman Joe Thomas. Oh, look at the size of this guy. Good. Boy, oh boy. So you're a Hall of Fame. Did anybody get by you?
Never.
Huh? He's a good looking man. That's great, Joe. It's great to know you. Really good. Great career, too. I know who you are. Former president of Line and Kugel Brewing Company, Jake Line and Kugel. Thank you, Jake. The owner here of Custer Farms, and he's a great guy. I think I can almost call him a friend. We had a great time back there, and a wonderful family. Ken, thank you very much. And a fantastic dairy farmer, Jamie Witz-Palek. Where is Jamie? Jamie? Hi, Jamie. Thank you. And finally, two-time gold medal winner in speed skating at this year's Winter Olympics, Jordan Stalls. Where the hell is he? Whoa. Oh. That's pretty good. Whoa. Stand up. Stand up. Jordan, I'm not giving it back. I'm a very good guy for keeping gold. I like gold. I'm never giving this back. Congratulations. I forgot to touch his leg. I didn't want to do that. But I can tell you one thing. His leg is like a rock. That's fantastic. Two gold medals. Wow, that's big stuff. Thank you. It's an honor. And speaking for my other athlete up here, that's pretty good, right?
Two.
And you go through big competition with a lot of great athletes, right? Are you going to be doing it again? Another Olympics?
I plan to be doing it until 2030, as long as I can. Until Salt Lake City in 2034.
Well, we'll
so
be
that'll be on home soil.
We're going to be watching, okay? You could do it again. Right. So, we'll go in order if we can, and we'll start with Brooke Rollins and go to Ron Johnson and Tom Tiffany and Derek. And Joe Thomas, we'd love to have you say a few words, because you can tell us about real tough life, and it's tough in those pits, right? Pretty nasty people in there. You meet some large, nasty people, but you can handle it. And Jake, we're going to ask you to say a few words, if you would. And Ken, and we'll go pretty quickly, because I have to get back to fighting a war in Iran. There's a hell of a speakers list. We might be here all night. Yeah, if we can, fellas, I got to get back to a place called Washington and protect you, okay? So if you go very quickly, we don't need your life story other than I like the Olympic guy and I like this guy right over here. And Jordan Stalls would like to have you say a couple of words too, okay? Hey, Jordan, why don't you start? Go ahead.
Well, first, I want to thank you to all the farmers who are here. And I don't think people really understand how much you guys make a difference in the country. I mean, you guys are the backbone of the nation. And for me, myself, personally, I try to eat as clean as possible. And you know, a lot of steak, a lot of dairy, and, you know, you guys are the backbone of Wisconsin, so I just want to say thank you to all the farmers and everybody who could make it here today, and, of course, to the president.
That's great. Thank you, Jordan. That's a winner. Tough to win like that. You know, it's a very tough when you're dealing with fractions of a second. That's a tough thing to do. Congratulations. Secretary, if you would, go quickly. Thank you.
Very quickly, how about a big thank you to God for the rain and the farmers and for President Donald J. Trump? President Trump mentioned that when he came back into office, we inherited an almost $50 billion agricultural trade.